Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
I have a question. Is it for fuck's sake or for fuck's sake? Like, should I put an apostrophe to show possessive? I guess the question would be, is it for the sake of all fucks or for just this fuck in particular? I don't know. Let me know, because I'm at work trying to send an email and I want it to sound professional.
My mother told me that I could be anything. So I became financially irresponsible.
This is kill aggression. I just wanna squeeze you. Kill aggression. I just wanna bite you. Kill aggression. I don't wanna cause any harm. It's just these positive feelings are too intense. I love my cat. I love to squish her face. I love to pull her ears back and look at her face. She's so cute. Kill. Does she know that she's a cat? I tell her every day that she is. This is kill aggression. I just wanna squeeze you. Kill aggression. I just wanna eat you for lunch. Kill aggression. I don't wanna cause any harm. It's just this bother of feelings are too intense.
2, 3, 4.
Basketball, gimme the ball, because I'm gonna dunk it! Basketball, gimme the ball, because I'm gonna dunk it! Basketball, gimme the ball, because I'm gonna dunk it!
I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but... Poopy, peepy, poopo, peepy, poopy, poopy, peepy.
No way! That girl's drinking a pumpkin spice latte! Who does she think she is?
Hey! What's a girl like you doing drinking a pumpkin spice latte?
Another day, another idiot disturbing my peace.
What's it to you? I can drink whatever the hell I want.
Wait! That guy's harassing that evil wife from over her PSL! Let's see how this plays out.
This lady's trying to piss me off! We'll see about that!
It's pretty basic if you ask me!
I never did ask, did I?
Oh, good! If he pisses off this PSL wife, then this whole place could turn into rubble!
You really know how to piss a guy off! You're just another basic bitch, aren't you?
I now activate the power of cinnamon, nutmeg, clove, allspice, and ginger to defeat my opponent. You're not bad, but you'll never be a match for me. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go enjoy my seasonal beverage in peace.
If my calculations are correct, that bozo on the floor will be out for another 12 hours.
If I keep training and learning from those around me, I'll be a level 2 barista in no time. I won't let you down, Father.
I hate it when a person talks too long while they holding my blunt or my joint. Like, if you want to converse over the blunt or the weed, pass it back to me. And continue on with your story. Because if anything, you don't want to smoke to begin with. You want to talk. So pass it back to me, because I want to smoke. But I can listen to you talk. You feel me? Are you eating up what I'm putting down on your plate?
I hope you have a good day.
Hope you have a better week.
I hope your month is full of successful days and a lot of great ventures. I hope you just come up, brother.
I hope your whole fucking year is spectacular.
Oh, you hope my year is spectacular?
Yeah.
You got something you want to say to me?
You got something you want to say?
You smell great.
You smell great. What is that?
Burberry, what you got on?
I forgot.
Smells expensive.
It's just deodorant.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
We smelling good. Some smelling good brothers out here.
You an awesome man, and I appreciate you.
Yeah, help you find yourself,
Yeah,
too.
We should go out. Get drinks.
You want to get drinks?
Yeah.
How many drinks?
2, 3.
3? 4. 5? 5.
6? 7.
8? 9. 10?
All of them.
On me?
It's on me. No, it's on me
it's
now.
On you?
Yeah, it's on me now. On you.
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No. No, man. Shit, no, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
From Filthy Martini Studios in Ontario, California, it's the Boomer Show!
Hey, what is up, everyone? I am Joe C.
And I'm Steph.
Thank you all so very much for listening into the Boomer Show.
our show, and a special thanks to you foods who subscribe, rate, review, and share the pod with your fellow foods. Remember to pick up some swag at foobarshow.com. That's foobarshow.com, and follow foobarshow on all of our socials, and we'll foo it up like a couple of foos. Ain't that right, Steph?
That's right.
Steph, I'm pretty excited for today's show. You want to know why?
Why?
Because we're late again. and we couldn't care less. In fact, you can blame Uncle Sam for this. We were really trying to get our taxes out the way over this weekend. It was a lot. It was kind of a lot. It's probably the longest I've ever taken to do our taxes.
It took 12 hours to do the taxes.
Mm. It didn't take 12 hours to do the taxes.
And then we took a break and it took another 30 minutes.
To press submit? And put in our credit card information.
Yeah.
I know I'm not the only one who has been having to pay taxes rather than get a return.
No, everybody right? that I know that's done taxes so far.
It's kind of sucked.
Has had to pay. Even those that never had to pay before are now paying.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already taking taxes off.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it sucks. But anyway, aside from that. Not much else is going on. I don't even have music today. Like, it was just, it's been light in a lot of that stuff when it comes to that stuff. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, that's not the first time I've heard. It's been, thankfully, an uneventful week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every once in a while is okay.
Right. What have you been up to?
You're looking at it.
Okay. All right. You just got back from Steph Kwando, so you're a little beat, no?
I was teaching a lot more of the class.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point, Master Lee got locked out of the storage closet and like three of us tried to get into the closet, which is why it took so long for me to get here.
What do you mean?
So the storage closet was locked. He didn't have the
key. So nobody's stuck inside, right? You're trying to get inside.
We're trying to get inside because there's like items that we need for class in there, but we just ended up like doing something else. But there was like three people working on the lock. And then we're finally, one of them said, oh, you know what? We're just going to have to go up and over because it's like the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Is not like a true wall. It's like a false wall. And then you can actually pull out some of the ceiling tiles and then just kind of jump it.
Uh-huh.
So.
And that's how you guys did it.
And then that's how we got.
Use
we
your
got
the taekwondo
we got the punch. We got the punching bag. The Master Lee climbed up there, pulled out one of the ceiling tiles and then jumped over.
He broke into his own office.
Yes. Storage closet.
Nice. Nice. Cool.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad you were able to get in. But yeah, man.
Have you ever had to do that before? Like,
no.
Break into your own place?
You know what? I almost did. Matter of fact, when we first moved in here, I did because I forgot my keys inside the house while it was locked. And then just recently, too, I left my keys in here and I you weren't home.
Oh, no.
And then remember, I'm just like, just put them under the flower pot because I'm not showing up until like 2 a.m.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the key wasn't there, was it?
No, it was there. It was there.
Whoops, I forgot to put it out.
Yeah, imagine. No, when we first moved in, I remember that I had to remove an entire window from the back so that I can get in the house. So I kind of bent it a little bit and it hasn't been the same since. But that's the story behind that, if you were ever wondering.
But, I have not noticed.
Okay, good, good. Then at least I put it together in a way where it was unnoticeable. But anyway, moving on, man. We do have a lengthy geeking out, a lot to discuss with that. And but before we get into anything like that, we've got a plethora, Steph. Not just a few, but this guy went wild. He's it's time for another Manic Mark Maples messages on Mondays, technically. It's technically Monday as we release this.
You're still getting it on Monday.
You're still getting it. We're fulfilling our contract. We have a contract?
A moral obligation.
There you go. All right. So here's the first one.
Well, you know we needed it.
Oh,
you know why we
bitch.
Fucking no. needed it? Because we were in a goddamn drought, for motherfucking sake. Shit, I hate having to fucking be told when I can put on my sprinklers, when I cannot put on my sprinklers. No, you can't have a fireplace in the backyard because there's too much fucking fire hazard. Well, fuck that. Keep bringing the goddamn rain for a while.
You know, I do have something to say about that. Now, this is in reference to last week when I was really berating the personality at every water cooler conversation. That, you know, whenever rain is brought up, there's always that asshole that goes, well, you know, we needed it. And everybody just kind of has to agree and look at their fucking shoes as they nod.
It's too much.
No, yeah.
It's too much.
And but you know what? We needed it. Fucking guy. You know, I'd be okay with Mark's retort there if it wasn't for California's lack of knowing how to collect the fucking water as it falls from the sky.
They can't collect it.
It just goes right back into the ocean.
They're just like, oh, all of the levees are filling up. The rivers are filling up. Have you seen the LA River? People are dying because all the homeless used to live there. And now they can't live there anymore because there's actually water in it.
Yeah.
But it's still garbage.
Yeah, it's still garbage water going out into the ocean, whereas we can like catch it and treat it and then redistribute. I don't.
Catch it.
What do you mean?
I mean, like they don't have a system. Like you think
they would just
put barrels out and just catch it and then recycle it?
No, there has to be a facility where like all this can be routed to. I'm just saying. Anyway, what else did he say?
Okay, holy shit, baby. Being a nickname for Abigail now makes sense for Dirty Dancing. Nobody puts baby in the corner. Sounds better than nobody puts Abigail in the corner. I got it. Thanks, Steph.
You're welcome.
He didn't finish chewing what he had in his mouth before he dialed that number. Yeah, I guess. You know, well, the other... there is Abby, too. But I guess people like using baby. That was a first for me. I never heard that before.
I've heard both.
Since you kind of brought that up. Did we play this one already?
Okay, Joe. I like all three in your top three, but I'm thinking...
I think he's talking about the top three fried chicken places from last week.
Ah, yes.
What about Mrs. Knox's Kitchen at Knott's Berry Farm? I'll tell you one that I'm not a fan. I was not terribly impressed. Was... fucking A, can't remember the name.
Nice.
You know.
Yeah.
And
still shit. Recording. Mics are hot, Mike.
I had the name. Oh, man, fucking problems here.
Mics are hot, Mark. Hey, you just kind of went through a crisis on that one. Yeah, I've never had the one from Knott's, and I don't know that I've had the one where he couldn't remember the name to. I guess we'll never know.
Never heard of it.
Let's see.
Okay, so I called in reinforcements to fill the gap of my brain.
Okay.
Roscoe's. I was not impressed with Roscoe's.
Oh, that place is cabbage. That place is straight cabbage.
Have you been there before?
I have a couple of times, and each time has been subpar. Hmm. I think people go there because it's like a cultural thing. You know, it's a kind of a chain. It's a famous chain here in L.A.
Okay.
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Chicken and Waffles. Listen, it was a big piece of chicken. It wasn't, but it was dry, and it had no seasoning.
That tracks.
No flavor whatsoever.
Yep.
I was not impressed. I was so pumped when I went there, too. Damn it.
I think that they're expecting you to smother it in the syrup, like, you know, with the waffle, so that you can eat them together. Kind of like the waffle becomes your tortilla.
And the syrup is the dipping sauce? The
dipping or whatever, yeah, I guess. Or you know, or you just smother them in it, I guess. I don't know.
But you still don't want a dry piece of chicken.
You don't want a dry piece of chicken. I think if we've learned anything on this podcast today, it's that. Have I played this one yet?
Okay, so I called in reinforcements.
Okay, no.
Hey, can I get Christine's number? I don't know her or anything, but I believe you said she sucks. I really kind of didn't hear anything after that fact, but, you know, help brother out. Thanks.
It's a different context. Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Nope.
Well, shit, I was going to comment that Canada is America's top hat, and yes, I was driving. I'm always fucking driving when I listen to the show. I got a long-ass drive every day. 30 miles each direction. So, you know, that's what I do. I listen to the FUBAR show. I had been slacking on the number of messages, so this week you got lots of them.
Yeah, we do. So we've learned two things from Mark. When he listens to our program, he is driving and he is having breakfast.
I think
he's finished by now eating his breakfast.
I've done that before while driving.
Oh, yeah, like we've all done it.
No, but I'll be like full bowl of cereal.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Not even like, you know how like it's easier to eat it in a mug because you have a handle? No, I'm like full Pyrex bowl of cereal, scooping it up, driving with one knee, trying to stay awake on the freeway.
Looks like you're fiending.
I'm fucking hungry.
You couldn't just take a minute to... Anyway, let's see. There's more.
Which position on the guitar is for the weed pickup? That's the one I'm most interested in.
Ah, the puns. The puns. Good one, Mark.
I've never heard of the band Beauty School Dropout, but I'm sure it's in reference to the song sang by Frankie Valli in the movie and musical Grease.
I don't know what he's talking about. Do you?
Beauty School Dropout?
Did we reference that in a podcast recently? Have we lost Mark? Did he call the wrong podcast?
I think.
Tune in next week on Dragon Ball Z.
See you next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
No, that does sound familiar, but I can't remember the podcast that we do because once it's done. Mm-mm.
Did you listen to something from like 2021, Mark? Is that what's going on here?
Everybody's screaming at us. It was from last week, you idiot.
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't ring a bell. I'd like to see can you please elaborate on that one, Mark? Please elaborate.
Yeah, because we're not going back and listening to it.
I'm not.
Nope.
I sure as hell am not. So let's see. Before we move on to geeking out here, Steph, a couple things to throw out. The same shit I've been talking about for the last couple episodes. That April 8th, I'm going to be over at Blarney Stone in Fountain Valley, California with the Fallen Electric. That show starts at 9 p.m. And April 15th, I'll be at September's in Redlands, California. That show starts at 7 p.m. We're going to be playing for a while, man. And they're free. Just walk in. Walk in, grab a couple of drinks, and then just stick around for more couple of drinks. That's it, man. That's it. You want to do geeking out?
Let's do it.
So something that slapped us in the face this morning was the just under 3-minute trailer for Blue Beetle. You saw it, right?
Yeah. Josh sent us the link to that. And my God.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Like it looks like it's not, what would you call it? Like a Latino Iron Man of sorts?
It does have like that Iron Man like suit type,
right?
Because that's what the Blue Beetle does. He like, you know, encases its host in like a protective shell.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really, that's it as far as like Iron Man s goes, if you want to compare it to that. But it just looks like a fun like superhero movie.
Yeah,
like it gives
off
that vibe.
He doesn't know how to control the powers of the Blue Beetle.
Yeah, it's like one of those coming of age movies.
Right
yeah
a lot of levity. Josh says that this was one of James Gunn's favorite, non-DCEU properties coming out. I know that's been the case with Shazam. Apparently, people are liking this version or this sequel to the original. We haven't seen it yet, so I don't know. But people said it was cool.
I know, we're so behind on movies.
Right. You know what we did see? What did we just see recently? What was the thing we saw that day that we saw the movie? You having a senior moment here, Steph?
We already talked about Pooh.
No, we saw Pooh and
The Unbearable Weight of
We need to finish watching that one. Yeah, that's the one we started watching.
Yeah, we didn't finish it because we knocked out on the couch.
But anyway, people are pretty excited for this Blue Beetle movie coming out. It looks pretty good. I mean, I didn't expect to see George Lopez in there. Did you?
No, I had no idea. I haven't been following the movie as closely as I wanted to.
Yeah.
But when it was first announced that they were making a Blue Beetle movie, I was like all over it, you know, leaked pictures of him in the Blue Beetle costume. I was like, that's pretty tight.
Yeah, your boy from that show, Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's all grown up and shit. But let's see, a couple of quotes here is, one of the things that we really wanted to do with the cast was to be able to be as authentic as we can. We wanted to tap into almost three generations. We wanted to see the first immigrant family, Soto explained, not the Hallmark cookie-cutter Latinos, something that feels like, yeah, that's my uncle. I can totally relate to those characters. I guess at the anti-George Lopez show, I think. Cookie-cutter, I don't know. Yeah, I guess everyday Latinos. I guess what you got three generations living in a house. That happens pretty often these days.
There needs to be a foo in there.
Like our foo? Or a
no,
foo?
No, like a foo.
Okay, yeah, probably. It's in a Mexican neighborhood. I'm sure we're going to see a couple foos do a couple sock checks here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, well, they're going to fuck with this guy now. And I think the suit looks good. The visuals look good so far in the trailer that we saw. I know very little about the Blue Beetle. What do you know about the whole story behind it?
So the Blue Beetle is literally like, it's a Blue Beetle. It's a little scarab. And that scarab attaches to a host and subsequently gives it like power. So in the trailer, you see Zola's character find this beetle or was given this box, told him, don't open it, guard it with your life, you know, that type of thing. And of course, what does he do? Opens it, finds the Blue Beetle, and the Blue Beetle chooses him.
And the whole face hugger thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they become one to fight the evildoers of Earth.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it'll have the same comedic appeal as like a Spider-Man? Because he's kind of a young guy. Coming of age kind of thing.
It can.
Yeah.
Which Spider-Man are we talking about, though?
I guess the new one, the Tom Holland one.
The Tom Holland one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More or less.
I'm getting like Shazam vibes as well.
What's DC? Yeah.
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 Lighthearted.
Right. I wonder who else is going to make an appearance in this one, because we already have Shazam, who's really interested in making other appearances or having people appear in his movies, even though it keeps getting rejected. I don't know if you saw that. He was hot on the internet a couple days ago about him speaking out about how, like, he really wanted Superman in his first Shazam movie, but we only got him from like the neck down in that last scene. He really wanted Henry Cavill, and for some whatever crazy reason couldn't get him. He asked his studio and he's like, we fought for it and we lost.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that sucks. So a lot of people were like, yeah, why the fuck didn't you have Henry Cavill, DC? It was a decent enough movie, you know, for him, for you to continue promoting the brand and the universe, and you didn't do it.
And he wants to be Superman too.
He does?
Henry Cavill, yeah.
Oh, Henry Cavill, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we all know that he left Witcher because he didn't like where the writing direction that it was going, but I'm sure it had a lot to do with, cool, now I get to spend more time doing Superman stuff. And now that was taken away from him recently. Now, I think it's a good point that somebody made, and I forget who, online, I heard today that, you know, the person who said no to him was James Gunn, as far as him being the Superman in his DC universe. But what's to say that he doesn't continue being Superman in those other movies where we can still accept him, I think, because he looks so cool.
He does.
Yeah, he plays like one of the best Supermans. Men. Best Superman that we've seen in a long time ever, really, if you ask me.
So he's your top pick.
He's my top pick. Yeah. He embodies the image of Superman, I think. And then even then, like, what was the other guy? He's the Atom now on TV. Brandon Routh.
Yeah,
he was pretty good too. I liked him. He resembled the other guy.
Christopher Reeves.
Yeah, Christopher Reeves. Like, they kind of like resembled each other a little bit.
Christopher Reeves, I feel like, is going to be just a classic Superman. He's going to be
like
my...
Like Adam West?
Yeah. He's going to be like... I want to say he's my top Superman.
He's your top Superman?
Just because grew up with those movies. Mm-hmm. And... like, I was, like, really sad when he passed away. And then Brandon Routh was okay. I mean, he showed up, did his job, whatever. I didn't hate it. And then Henry Cavill.
That was literally the top Rotten Tomatoes comment.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think anybody hated it.
No.
But no, but it wasn't, like, anybody's favorite Superman movie by any stretch of the imagination.
And then Henry Cavill. Just because, you know, the writing is a lot different. It's a different generation.
Yeah, it's darker. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, like, I'm not really comparing the two, mm-hmm. you know, together, but like,
I am
ranking them.
Yeah.
Christopher Reeve and then Henry Cavill.
Okay.
And then Brandon Routh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, Blue Beetle. Excited. Looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Went off the rails. You've never, like, absorbed any of the Harry Potter media, have you?
You
never got into
have
it?
Not. Much like I cannot get you to watch Lord of the Rings.
I've seen them. What are you talking about? What more is there to see from these movies? Like, they're, like, at least 3 hours long each, unless you're talking about, like, the new extended versions, which I understand are around, like, 9 hours each?
No, they're, like, 4 hours each.
Christ.
Nine hours each?
That's still a lot.
We need to watch all three Hobbit movies, which I don't understand why the Hobbit movie was like split into three movies.
I haven't seen one, and it's a smaller book.
It's a small one book story.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a lot of walking going on.
There is.
I'm sure.
And then there's second breakfast.
There's a whole lot of.
And then there's Smaug. And then.
Right.
So we need, this is what I want to do.
Smaug.
We have to watch all three Hobbit movies in the extended version, and then we have to watch all three Lord of the Rings in the extended version, and it's going to take us probably 20 hours.
20 hours?
Wait.
Fuck.
What's 6 times 4?
That's a marathon, 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's going to take us an entire day.
You're not down.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. But yeah, listen, can I be sober or do I have to be sober?
To appreciate? Yes. Yeah.
But
no, yes. No, yes.
I have to be sober?
Yeah.
So this is a torture session.
How dare you?
Oh, whatever, man. Anyway.
Just take some shrooms.
Okay. I'm not going to fight that. Harry Potter, you haven't gotten into the movies, the books, anything like that. Not even the video game that's now like made a big splash within the last couple of weeks.
Oh, you mean the video game that nobody is playing quotation marks because of J.K. Rowling and nobody wants to support the franchise quotation marks, but they somehow love the game.
They love the video game. You're able to disassociate the two of them, man, so that you can enjoy one. Yeah, everybody's full of shit. But anyway, they're going to be making a TV series. Now, they've been talking about this for a long time now. At least I've been hearing about this for the last 3 to 4 years, more or less. But now it's being reported that Warner Brothers is in talks with the J.K. Rowling Harry Potter book dealing people. That they're going to bring it over to HBO Max. And it's going to be a series. And every season will be one of the books.
Okay.
Which I think is a cool idea for people who haven't been introduced to the movies or are big fans of the movies, I think can equally appreciate it because I did not read the books, but I understand that watching the movies, they left out a lot of cool details. Those details, I guess, didn't really change the outcome of these movies, obviously, because they turned out really good. But there's like these specific details that kind of take you in a different path at a certain point in each of these books that make the story a lot more exciting. But because, I mean, these movies were already pretty much pushing around 2 hours regularly.
Yeah.
You know, they had to do a few edits, and, you know, there's only so much that you can do as a screenwriter to get things approved.
Well, so, yeah, I can see how this would work with like a 8 to 10 episode, you know, 1 hour plus long mm-hmm. episode each.
Yeah.
Season.
Yeah. Per book. So, you know, you can get a lot of years out of this.
Some of those books are like, what is it? Hundreds of pages, like 500-600 pages.
I don't know.
I don't know. Me either.
I've held them. I've held a book before. They're pretty big.
Are you?
Does that mean anything?
Here, looking for books.
Books, you say? As you look around, you're in a library.
Books.
Yeah, yeah. So, I vote yes. I vote yes. Apparently, let's see here. Yeah, I was just talking about the video game. That thing has grossed $405 million globally. It just barely broke. And yeah, it's huge right now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, moving on. Steph, have you heard? WWE and UFC is set to merge under one company. Have you heard about this?
What?
Now, whatever, sure. Why not? If it means you put all of this shit in one app, and I think it's the same breed of cat who likes both of these things into one thing, whatever. It's like the whole Crunchyroll merge with those other ones.
So when you mean they're merging, you're meaning, are you talking about the way that we view or consume it? Or are you talking about like literally UFC fighters are going to start wrestling? Oh,
like fundamentally combining? No, I don't mean that. I mean that they're going to be one entertainment company, separate but part of the same.
Oh, they're going to be under an umbrella.
Yeah, they're under the same holdings umbrella. And it's going to be called, let's see, the Endeavor Group Holdings World Wrestling Entertainment. it's pretty much the both of their names just kind of put together there. And the ticker symbol over at Wall Street will say TKO. Endeavor will hold a 51% controlling interest, while WWE shareholders will hold 49%. So looks like the way they're doing it is that the CEO of Endeavor or UFC will be the CEO, and Vince McMahon, the CEO of WWE, will now be the executive chairman of the board there. So they're pretty much going to be the two power players of this entire huge company now. And so they're saying this is a rare opportunity to create a global live sports and entertainment pure play built for where the industry is headed. For decades, Vince and his team have demonstrated an incredible track record of innovation and shareholder value creation, and we are confident that Endeavor can deliver significant additional value for shareholders by bringing UFC and WWE together. McMahon even said, "This is without a doubt the best outcome for our shareholders and other stakeholders, and together we will be a 21-plus billion live sports and entertainment powerhouse with a collective fan base of more than a billion people and exciting growth opportunity."
That's insane, dude.
It's huge. Because you got to remember, I mean, WWE, that's kind of like the big leagues for like wrestling entertainment. And then you've got the UFC, which is the big leagues for mixed martial arts coming together to be just one company. Now, in case you didn't know, Steph, wrestling is fake. It's fixed. I hope I didn't. Are you sitting down?
I am.
Did you know this? Are you hearing this for the first time? Wrestling. I hate to burst your bubble.
Okay. So explain how they can jump off a ladder.
Uh-huh. Yes. Have you seen those videos of like, I think it took place somewhere in the Middle East or like Southern Asia, where like they're wrestling and one of the guy like grabs the other guy's junk, and the guy whose junk is being grabbed does his flex, and that is now hurting the person grabbing the junk. And it always has the memes like, if wrestling is fake, explain this.
Or my favorite one is where the guy has like a sock on his arm, and it's like a snake, right? And it's going to strike down its opponent, but the opponent like bust out a little pokey flute and is just like trying to subdue the snake. And the guy's just like, oh, my hand. Oh, what's happening? I lost control. Ah! And then the snake chokes him out.
And they all do it with the straightest face possible.
Yeah.
It's amazing. This is why I love, I think this is why anybody loves wrestling. Like they know how ridiculous they've become now.
Well, it's just like how like Mick Foley was like four different characters.
Yeah, it was Mankind, Dude Love, Mick Foley, and
Cactus Jack.
Cactus Jack. That's right. That's right.
Hell yeah.
Stupid. Yeah. Now just imagine all this being in one.
Isn't WrestleMania going on right now?
Or WrestleMania just happened this weekend. Man, that looked amazing because it was just it was a multi-day event, and it was over at SoFi, so that place is freaking huge. And I have a buddy who was posting on his stories because he was there. He had nosebleeds, so everything looked like tiny little ants, but everything still looked really cool, like all the visuals happening throughout the stadium mm-hmm. while the wrestling is happening. Pretty fucking dope. Pretty fucking dope. The best seat in the house is for sure, like, you know, down there.
Yeah.
But... yeah,
it's crazy how like we stepped away from wrestling for years after The Rock layeth the smacketh down,
right?
and then we were slowly coming back to it, like last year, early this year,
like not in full force. I wouldn't say, at least not for myself.
No, but we had it on a couple times on TV, and then
just to see what's going on,
and then now it's slowly coming back in our feed, and it's like I can get back into it.
Yeah. If I can just know what's going on, I'd be happy. But I think this will get a lot of people into wrestling. Those who aren't, because now it's going to be associated directly with, you know, UFC.
Yeah. So we'll see how this goes.
Yeah. And then lastly, on my end, I know you have some things you wanted to talk about, Steph. But I don't know if you've heard, but E3 got canceled this year.
No way.
Yeah, it was supposed to be going down. Now they returned, you know, last year, and didn't they do it online last year? It was totally digital.
For the last couple years,
well, they canceled it on 2020 because of the pandy.
Obviously,
2021 and they did the virtual one, and last year
I think it might have been hybrid.
Was it?
Some of it must have been online. But yeah, what happened this year?
Well, it says that this was a difficult decision because of all the effort we and our partners put forward making this event happen. But we had to do what's right for the industry and what's right for E3. We appreciate and understand that interested companies wouldn't have playable demos ready, and that resourcing challenges made being at E3 this summer an obstacle they couldn't overcome. For those who did commit to E3 2023, we're sorry we can't put on the showcase you deserve and that you've come to expect from Reed Pop's event experiences. So here's a little clarification. It was supposed to be over at the LA Convention Center, would have been the first in person since 2019. The event was canceled in 2020 due to the pandy. And then they held a digital version in 2021. And then it was again canceled last year, 2022.
Oh, that's why.
So last year they said, you know, for sure next year. And then last minute they left us, you know, they edged us. And on top of that, a lot of people were giving a lot of criticism to E3 and their organizers. I saw online when it was reported first a few days ago that Xbox, Nintendo, PlayStation, and most recently Ubisoft announced that it would not be attending E3 in any capacity, which are a lot of the big names in E3.
That's who you go to see.
That's who you go to see. And you know what? A lot, I think, it has, you can blame it on that each of those having their own digital showcases. You know how like you have Comic-Con, and then you also have like, what was that? The DC one?
WonderCon. No, that's not WonderCon.
But anyway, DC has its own thing. And then Marvel now Disney has their kind of showcase. Yes. So they've kind of like brought everything in-house rather than taking a part of a whole showcase like this.
Well, PlayStation hasn't been at E3 since 2019.
Well, that was the most recent one.
Yeah.
So that everybody was a player in 2019, and I think that the pandemic forced everybody to kind of recoil.
I spoke wrong. They dropped from the show in 2019, so they didn't even make that show.
Okay.
Pre-pandemic.
So Sony was starting to do their own thing.
They were just like, I don't know why. But a lot of these big names are dropping out, so it's most likely the organizers. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if let's see, if I'm Sony, if I'm PlayStation, and I have something I want to drop, and I already have an in-house event that can showcase this, and I can really throw all this money at it, just kind of concentrating on this big event, I wouldn't want to do that at another place like E3.
Yeah. Oh, there's I'm reading more on it, and there's disagreements over with the Entertainment Software Association. So they're just like, they just don't like them anymore.
Well, there you
have it. They did them wrong.
I guess some shit went down. Probably have something to do with Venom. Probably not.
Probably not.
What'd you got today, Steph?
A couple of game news. Let me pull up the tabs. So recently I was playing the Resident Evil 4 demo, and then Resident Evil 4 Remake was released on PlayStation 4 and 5.
Have you played it?
I have not.
Nice.
But there is there's a bug in the game that,
oh god,
when you get to chapter 12, like, it'll shut the game down. And so it has yet to be fixed. So this was announced like 3 days ago.
How many people got that far already?
There's some people that they'll just spend like the whole weekend playing it.
Yeah.
Just until they beat it.
Going to bed. Because
most likely, like, a lot of the people playing it are people that played it before.
Yeah.
And are now reliving this remake with like better graphics, better sounds, mm-hmm. and things like that. So getting to chapter 12, there's a walkthrough online that you can find if you ever get to that point. It's not been fixed yet. I couldn't find anything as far as the bug getting fixed, but once you get to chapter 12,
does it fry the entire machine?
So a bug, this is from IGN, a bug has been found at the beginning of chapter 12 that could stop your progress if you attack with your knife right after obtaining a key item. So it's just like, oh, found this key item. Oh, there's a infected coming towards me.
Mm-hmm.
Shank, game stops.
Oh, so you have to use a gun or something else?
Yeah, is that what he's telling you? Most likely at chapter 12, you probably have zero bullets.
Oh, which...
Okay. Or you have to make it. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those things. But yeah, that bug will be fixed soon. So hang tight.
So these are just demos?
No. The demo passed already.
Oh, okay.
I'm just telling you that I played the demo.
Ah.
And then after the demo, the real game came out.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And another game that's coming out that's been on the radar a lot lately is Star Wars Jedi Survivor.
Ooh,
and so this is coming out.
Any characters that we know or like all new characters?
These are new characters.
Mm-hmm.
The release date is April 28 for PS5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Oh my god, the page won't load and all the text is gone now.
Nice.
Lovely.
Yeah, these freaking geek websites, man, they gave us a lot of good information for this show, but man, they're heavy websites with all these ads and pop-ups, and then like if you're looking at it from a mobile device, it just fucks with you.
Okay. Oh, you got it. Yeah. So the developers, Respawn, Jedi Survivor is a follow-up to Star Wars Jedi: The Fallen Order.
Mm-hmm.
Set to take place 5 years after the events of protagonist Cal Kestis. I'm going to butcher all these names.
Nice.
Original adventure. As one of the last remaining Jedi in the galaxy, Cal is said to continue to feel the weight of his position as he tries to stay ahead of the Empire's pursuit. While we don't know much about the story just yet, we do know that Survivor will expand on the stories and characters the Star Wars universe has created.
All right.
I have no idea why I changed into that voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here we are.
No, yeah. We can't go back now.
You can't unhear that. Nope. And
You can actually rewind it and hear it again.
You sure can. Anyway, that's Star Wars Jedi Survivor. There's a lot of Ooh. Star Wars games coming out, but they have not been... it's like TBD. There's no release date.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars Hunters is coming out at some point. Respawn, Star Wars First Person Shooter, which that looks actually pretty good.
You think we'll ever get like a Call of Duty style?
That's the first person shooter.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Nice.
Star Wars Eclipse, TBD, Knights of the Old Republic remake.
Oh, remake.
Interesante.
So when they say remake, are they just kind of improving the graphics from the original?
Yeah, much like the Resident Evil 4 remake. Uh-huh. It's the same story.
Oh, like they just did with GoldenEye?
They rebuffed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Tight.
Except with like Final Fantasy VII, they changed a couple things.
Uh-huh.
That weren't in the original game. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't remember this. But still pretty tight.
Okay.
And also, release the second chapter or the second part of Final Fantasy VII on PlayStation 4 so I don't have to buy a PlayStation 5 just so I can finish the second half of the game.
Is that really what's going on?
Oh my God, yes.
It's not available?
Only on PlayStation 5.
Wow.
That's so dumb. And so I bought the first part of the game on PlayStation 4, played it, finished it. And then they came out with like a special chapter mm-hmm. for Yuffie, which is one of the side characters that you find in the game. And that's on PlayStation 5. I can't even play that. So what the fuck?
Well, get a PlayStation 5. What's wrong with you?
That's just expensive.
Oh, okay. Well then, you got anything else there, Steph?
Have you been seeing these? We just watched it earlier. These videos of Christ Air.
Where they're playing Even Flow by Pearl Jam, and it's literally Jesus Christ fucking shredding on a skateboard and doing like he's catching air and he's doing the Christ Air.
So Jesus is an unlockable character in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, if you remember that from PlayStation 1. And he has this special move where it's Christ Air. So you have to like, you know, you literally have to get air with the skateboard. And then he picks up the skateboard with one hand and just does the cross pose.
As he's floating through
the air. As he's floating through the air. And then you just see like the points just rack up the longer you're in air. And somehow that came about like the end of last year, earlier this year. And they slapped on the Even Flow song on it. And it's just, oh my God, it's hilarious.
Explain this, atheists. That's always like the caption on those. It's hilarious, dude. I love it.
But I bring that up because not only is it funny, but you know, it's Easter time and we just had, you know, it's April and we just had April Fools.
Yeah, we did.
Have you seen any April Fools jokes? Pranks?
The only prank that I saw was on Saturday Night Live where Michael Che, I guess before they filmed Weekend Update, before they shot it, he told the crowd, don't laugh at Colin's jokes. Like, do not laugh. So like when Colin was when it was his turn to say something, like crickets, like maybe just a couple of cackles here and there, but like noticeably uncomfortable. And this went, and then Michael Che did his, and it was everybody, the entire place was erupting, you know, it was funny. And then it went back to Colin, and that went like maybe three or four times until like at one point Colin like put his face in his hands, was like, what the fuck is going on here? And then Michael Che just had to tell him, I told him not to laugh at your jokes before we went.
That's pretty good.
And he's like, I'm fucking shaking. He's like, I thought I fucking sucked.
I don't know what's happening.
He didn't know what was happening. That was the one and only one that I really encountered over the weekend. And my friend Caesar, who's in a band, his band page, which is also simultaneously his Facebook page, said it was his birthday. So I texted him, hey, happy birthday, bro. And he's like, it's not my birthday, man. It's not my birthday's in June. It's like, oh, April 1st, right?
Ha ha. The one that I saw was, I have two of them. So one of them is like, whatever. It was just like this Boba company, and they were just like, oh, we're releasing boba flavored ramen and you can get it at the store. And then it was actually like a video of these boba flavored ramen on the shelf at the supermarket. I was like, what the fuck? Where supermarket is this? Like, it had me intrigued, yeah. Right? And then she like bought it and took it home. And then she was making it and showing us how it looks. And there's like green tea, like matcha color. And at the end of it was just like, April Fool's, gotcha. And I was like,
oh,
damn, they really missed a golden opportunity.
They could have actually produced it and sold it.
Now I want this.
There is an audience for it now. There's an appetite. Pardon the pun.
I mean, if those ice cream makers can make ranch flavored ice cream, you could make a boba flavored ramen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
You're not trying. If it doesn't exist, they're just not trying.
Oh, somebody's going to steal this idea for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And then the second one that I saw was I was on Reddit, and then it's like mega thread. Green Day officially announced new album 1972. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, holy shit, there hasn't been a new album in a long time. And then it says, click here to read the full Kerrang interview.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, gives you an
wait,
ad.
Wait. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Wait. Right.
It just took you to an ad. I think.
Oh, no. Here it is. Oh,
okay.
And then it takes you to.
Oh, for fuck's sake. So you get Rickrolled.
Oh, God damn it. But I was like reading the comments too, and it's like, oh, me right now, dead. Oh, you got me. And I'm just like, oh, what is this? Fucking Rickrolled.
You know who did the best April Fool's jokes back in the day was Kevin and Bean when they were the morning radio. You know, the really big one was when, well, those two really big ones. The first one was at least the one that really sticks in my mind because I remember listening to this live on the radio when they were doing it, was that, something was going on where they were doing a meet and greet with Blink-182 at the Mall of America in the Inland Empire. And it was already previously recorded. Like they literally did have Blink-182 play live, but it was just in the studio and they were doing interviews and they had a crowd in there, or at least they added noise so they could sound like there's a crowd, or that they were outdoors, you know, in a concert kind of situation, and they were doing an interview, kind of like a breakfast with Kevin and Bean.
Yeah.
But at the Mall of America, and you had people looking for where they were playing, and a lot of people didn't go to work. A lot of people got pulled from school so that they can try to go see Blink-182 for free. And then I don't think they really announced it until that afternoon when all the other DJs were saying, oh, yeah, by the way, that thing in the morning that everybody's pissed off about, it never happened. April Fool's, motherfuckers. Like, they didn't, I don't remember them coming out and saying April Fool's until, like, everybody was like, what the fuck? Like, where are they? You know, everybody was just circling the mall. And the second best one was, and I don't know, actually, I don't know if this was April Fool's, but when Ralph Garman's first ever appearance on the Kevin and Bean show, where he does impressions, so he did an impression of the singer for Radiohead.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Radiohead was supposed to be playing that night, like at the Forum or some shit. And apparently he gets into a fight with Bean in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
As him, as you know, the singer of Radiohead, Tom York. And so people thought that it was real because it sounded like, I don't know, I guess a lot of people don't know what Brits sound like if you just want to isolate Tom York. And it was in the early days of Radiohead, so not a lot of people knew what Tom York really sounded like, I guess. He hadn't done a whole lot of interviews, maybe on MTV, but he just did a run-of-the-mill like British accent, got into a fight with Bean, and then it actually impacted what Radiohead, I think Radiohead ended up canceling their show with K-Rock.
Damn.
That night or some shit like that. It was because they took it to like a, I guess, an uncalled for degree. But I thought that was great.
Oh, you guys just don't know how to have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, those are the days. And I've not seen a clever April Fool's joke prank in a long time. Like, a lot of the ones that I'm seeing online, they're pretty mean-spirited, so it kind of takes away the funniness from it. Like, there's actual people getting hurt.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, stops being funny when somebody has to go to the hospital or something gets caught on fire, or like you totally fuck everything up, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
There's an Auntie Donna, like, little thing that they did on their podcast, and they're talking about, like, how you should fool somebody. And one of them is, Broden's talking about how, like, oh, I'll just push this guy into the middle of the street. Ha ha, April Fools. And it's like, no, that's not how you do it. You're supposed to fool them. You're that's supposed to saying. Trick them.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look, I can't even remember the joke. Let me just play it for
but
you.
But it's like super mean-spirited shit.
Yeah, it's super mean-spirited, and it's just like, oh, you know, I said something to my grandma, and now she won't speak to me for 3 months. April Fools.
Like him not getting
like
the
it
concept.
Actually works out in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Well, is that going to do it for Geeking Out?
Oh, yeah.
Nerd! Well, Foos, that's another episode, man. Come back next week, if you can stand it, to listen in on another one of these shows. Now, Steph, do you think we'll be on time this time?
Next week?
Yeah.
It's Easter. So, you know what? Yeah, probably. I mean, we'll be here.
Yeah, where are we going? We're not going anywhere.
No.
We're going anywhere for Easter? Can I come?
I mean, we'll just be here.
Okay, cool. So we'll do a podcast then.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Also, my mom's coming over. Thanks.
Oh, great. Thank you all so very much for listening into the Foo Bar Show. And a special thanks to you, Foos, who subscribe, rate, review, and share the pod with your fellow Foos. Remember to pick up some swag at FooBarShow.com. That's FOOBarShow.com. And follow FOO Bar Show on all of our socials. And we'll foo it up like a couple of Foos. I've been Josie.
And I'm Steph.
Signing off saying, don't be a dick!
Fuck, man. Thank you, guys.